Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
See what we got here. The Connect next morning and each Dono at 1 o'clock. Woohoo! All right. Drone Spy says, Tua, mentally, he has the mindset to be a superstar for sure. I would agree. Man of 1,005 holes says, LOL, Bill drives O insane. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Andre V says, Big O talked something about the presence on the field of Marino yesterday when he sees Tua about to enter the field. Yeah, no, I got to tell you something. I think Danny is the happiest guy alive right now about Tua, believe it or not. Yeah, because I think Dan is as much a fan as all of us. He cares about this team. He cares about that logo. He's one of us. He's watched everybody suffer. He's probably suffered. He's probably tired of dealing with crappy quarterbacks and guys that when he walks in the building, he goes, oh, this guy's a Jag. This guy can't get it done. I know what it looks like. That's not the dude. And I bet you that he's feeling what a lot of us are feeling, that, wow, finally they got a guy. And even Dan, to this point now, has got to be tired about Marino. Really. It's got to be a little tiresome for him, a little embarrassing, because he loves the franchise so much, he wants them to have a next quarterback. Dan's not sitting there going, oh, I don't want anybody to break my records. I don't want anybody to be thought of like I am. And all. That's not who he is, bro. Marino is so secure on who he is that he doesn't have to worry about any of that. So I would tell you that I think Dan Marino is as happy as any of you out there for Tua, I would say. Rosendo says, good late afternoon, everybody. I did my civic duty today by voting early. What a great feeling to live in a country where the true meaning of a republic takes shape. Good for you, sir. Big O, I watch in the evening anyway. I pop in my lunch break normally, then rewatch the show at night. Thank you, Dennis. That is very nice of you. John says, are sponsor shows over with? Are your YouTube shows going to always be there now? No. John, it's two separate things. What I'm doing with Onside is obviously the priority now, but we will keep this show alive. We will keep going to our sponsors and all of that as long as they'll have us, and hopefully we can add more. But there's an adjustment period right now. That's all, folks. I'm not trying to eliminate this show at all, actually. I want this show also to continue to grow like it has, especially with the viewership, the listeners, and all of that. So, no, not at all. It's just, I got a lot on my plate right now, and I got a lot of things that I got to balance. So that's all it is. It's just, you got to give me some time to figure all of this out and figure out a proper schedule where my show is like what I've done now in the last week here, where it's been at different times and all that, and it hasn't been as consistent, and it hasn't been as long, too, because I'm not doing three-hour shows anymore. Well, not I am going to do them, but I just haven't done them because I haven't had a lot of time, to be honest. Today, I don't have time either again to do a three-hour show. You know, I think I'm probably going to do about 2 hours. Have I done 2 hours already? No, right? What have I done so far? Because I know you got another segment in there.
If I had to venture a guess, you're somewhere in the hour 30, hour 40.
There you go.
But let me confirm. Give me
That's all
2
right.
minutes.
That's all right. Appreciate it. Thanks for clearing that up, O. Was wondering the same thing. Awesome. Love to hear Big O in the late afternoons. I am glad you are continuing YouTube because I have Super Chat money burning a hole in my pocket. we need to clone Big O so he can take a break. Let's see. Ian says, I was missing all my fellow Finns fans. Rouse in the house says, I know it's all new. Just wondering where to go to meet up with you guys. And yeah, you know, we're going to have more places to go to now, because we are going to be doing stuff with Onside, And we're building a sales staff also here, a really good sales staff, because we're not going to succeed if we don't have great talent, if we don't have great producers, and if we don't have great salespeople. We already have the great owner. Okay, now we got to kind of meet Jorge Mas's standards, you know, because you watch this stadium and he built this thing in 8 months. I don't know if we're going to have that kind of luck here on Onside Radio. This is pretty amazing to build this thing in 8 months. Okay, I mean, just it's sick actually to think that they built this thing in 8 months, you know. So, yes, I appreciate all of you out there. Just gotta hang in there with me, and we will do our best to post as many shows as possible every day, if possible. But you know, and I gotta take care of my voice. It was getting burnt out a little bit there from the cold. Big O, you're gonna bring back the legend callers on your shows like Cutler Ridge Laz. Listen, the lines are gonna be open over there at 888-441-4623. We're gonna take your calls. I know QAM and 790 don't. I know those companies are run. Those radio stations are run in Chicago, not here. They barely have any shows left. They don't connect at all to the community. You know why? Because most of the people running it aren't really from our community. You know, that's the difference. That's where I separated myself from these folks. I said, you know what? I'm going to get people that connect. People that, you know, actually are from this community. That way we can actually give you the coverage that you need, and we're going to connect with you like I do here. I connect with all of you out there, you know, chatting, emails, texts, tweets, all of that. To me, it's extremely important. Whereas in terrestrial radio, they don't want you on the air. They don't want to take your phone calls. So now they have settled to just your texts. And they barely read any of them. It's funny how a radio station wants you to support them, wants you to listen to them, wants you to support their sponsors, but yet they don't want anything to do with you. It's like, wait a minute, hold on a second. How does that make any sense? You know what I'm saying? And one of the things I love about this is that our station's here at this stadium. And next year, hopefully, pray that we're back to normal again and crowds are here. I can't wait to do our shows out there where the crowds are at. Any of you out there that went to Dolphin Stadium when I was doing my Dolphins pregame show, socialize with everybody. How do you not socialize with people that, like, support you, man? It's the weirdest thing. It's like terrestrial radio thought it was a good idea to just say, screw the fans. But we want you to listen. We want you to make sure if you have a meter, you're listening to us, or if you fill a log, but, you know, whatever it is that they do to, you know, figure out the ratings. No, no, we want you to do all the stuff for us, but we're not going to do squat for you. It's really weird, man. It's twisted. So... wasn't Jorge Mas the same guy who wanted to buy the Marlins? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Loria chose to sell to Jeter instead of Mas. Okay? So, and I got to tell you, as a soccer fan, I'm so glad, because I've been tied to all the local soccer teams here for 20-plus years. I've been going to soccer games since I was a kid. And I experienced the whole Fusion thing, and it was heartbreaking when we lost a Fusion, and I knew we lost a Fusion only because we had just terrible ownership. And I knew the MLS could work here and be a monster, but you have to have the right person running it, finally. So I'm kind of glad that he didn't get baseball and he got the MLS. I got to tell you, you know, I love baseball, but I think the MLS is the future in this country. I really do. I think the MLS is going to smoke baseball in 10 years. They'll be past baseball. Young people are going to soccer, man. Soccer and basketball are the ones that are going to grow like crazy. Basketball is the second international sport, okay? Second most popular sport worldwide is basketball. So our immigrants that are coming to our country already know the sport. They got to learn football. If they don't come from a South American country, Central American country, or the Caribbean, they got to learn baseball too. They got to learn football, American football. Now, there are people overseas. Obviously, it's become a more popular sport, but it's nothing like basketball. There are basketball leagues all over the world. There are no football leagues all over the world. Hell, the CFL just shut down, didn't it? And it's crazy. So it that's why I tell you that soccer is growing because our immigrants move here. They already come from soccer countries because every country in the world except ours is a soccer country. And then you see basketball grow the way it's grown. Those are the two sports that young people will gravitate to most over the next 20 to 25 years. Football will be big. It'll lose a little bit because of CTE, but basketball and especially soccer are going to explode in this country. I mean, they're going to have 30 teams next year, and they're averaging more in attendance than the NBA and the NHL per game. It's the writing is on the wall. People have been telling you for a while. It's arrived. And the league gets better and better every single year. It's funny stuff. So, yes. Dougie Fresh chiming in with a little super chat. Oh, can we start a GoFundMe for a glass booth in the studio for Bill, like Robin on Howard Stern? If not, how about one of those salad bar shields? All right, we can go for that. Salad bar shields is funny. That's some good stuff there. I like that.
You know, that is something I think that is disappearing and we will never see again.
What?
Oh. Salad bars.
Yeah.
With all this, any buffets maybe even?
Oh, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're all gone in Vegas.
They got to be, right?
Yeah, they're all gone.
To be safe.
Yeah, no, all that stuff now is gone, dude.
By the boards. Dude, once upon a time.
You can't serve your own drinks in
oh, Burger fast King, food places, McDonald's. You can't go up and...
No, they closed those.
Oh, so you know what? They did them. That. They did that to cut employees. They don't need somebody over there doing the drinks.
No, they did that because that's a possible way of spreading COVID.
No, but what I'm saying is the reason that they let us do it, they could cut their employees.
Yes, you know,
that's what
yes,
it was about. It was a cost-effectiveness thing.
Yes, of course. Of course.
So they're kind of pissed off about
But it's a super spreader.
Going to have two guys standing there just
it's like,
making cokes for these people.
It's like Mrs. Mullen at Florida. It's a super spreader.
You want to know something I was looking at, Owen, because you threw out the stats for Shaheen. 51, yes. You know, and it coming from the Bears and stuff. And I know that guy never really did anything with us and where we drafted him and coming out of a small school. Okay, in 2017, he played 13 games. He had 127 yards for the year. In 18, six games, had 48 yards. In his last year, eight games, 74 yards. In that one game, 51 yards. Right. Like, he almost touched his yearly total.
Right.
For 17 and 18.
Yeah. I mean, it just...
And you know
sometimes
what? My point is...
Maybe that's the only game the kid ever plays that's well... But the funny part is there are moments where people find a place and they belong and they can thrive.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And maybe that's what it is with him.
Development of we were unable to do anything with this guy that we thought a lot of.
Right.
And the Dolphins have been able to turn it into something in, what, five, six games with no off season on top of it.
Right. Yeah. No, I keep saying it. Dolphins got a good coaching staff, man. Keep saying it. They got a good coaching staff. They got a good team. They're headed in the right direction.
You know what it is, man? The right hand never knew what the left hand was doing, you know, and everything was how does this connect with that? Like, was there any thought process? Dude, there is not one thing that doesn't connect to the next, to the next. Everything is for a reason.
Yep. John says, just put Bill in a bubble. Super Boom Check says, all the buffets are shut down. That's right. Just like that concert where everybody was in a bubble, even the performers.